Hi, I'm Dr. Fidelio, and this is Go Beyond Greatness, episode 18, Birthday Brainiac. I'm going to be 32 years old tomorrow, May 10th, baby. Happy birthday to me. Yes, I'm going to be 32 years old or young, however you want to think of it or see it. In my case, I'm seeing it with one of the 7 pairs of Zenni optical glasses that I own. Go check them out. They're awesome and affordable. In honor of my birthday, I want to honor my parents who raised me and my beautiful family that made me, me. I titled this episode, Birthday Brainiac. So, let's get this party started. Journey with me as we take a glimpse back at the history of birthdays. According to contributing writer Todd Van Lullen of the Huffington Post, there are 7 major developments throughout history that have led you and me to be able to blow out those candles. 1. Egyptians started the party. Scholars have pointed to the Bible's reference of Pharaoh's birthday as the earliest known mention of a birthday celebration, around 3000 BCE. 2. Greeks added candles to cakes. The Greeks offered moon-shaped cakes to Artemis as a form of tribute to the lunar goddess. To recreate the radiance of the moon and her perceived beauty, the Greeks lit candles and put them on cakes for a glowing effect. 3. Ancient Romans were the first to celebrate birthdays for the common man, but just men. Those celebrating a 50th birthday would receive a special cake made of wheat flour, olive oil, honey, and grated cheese. Yummy! All of this said, female birthdays still weren't celebrated until around the 12th century. 4. Christians initially considered birthdays to be a pagan ritual. Around the 4th century, Christians changed their mind and began to celebrate the birthday of Jesus as the holiday of Christmas. 5. Contemporary birthday cakes were invented by German bakers. Kinderfest, which came out of late 18th century Germany, is the closest prerequisite to the contemporary birthday party. The celebration was held for the Kinder, also known as the German children, 1 candle for each year. Blowing out the candles and making a wish was part of these celebrations. 6. The Industrial Revolution brought delicious cakes to the masses. Bakeries began offering pre-made cakes. 7. The birthday song was a remix. Remix! Well, kind of. In 1893, Patty Hill and Mildred J. Hill wrote a song they called Good Morning to All, which was intended to be sung by students before classes began. According to happyhappybirthday.net, I am a Taurus. I was born on a Saturday. I am over 11,000 days old. As of this recording, I am 280,512 hours old. As far as an alternative birthday, I will be exactly 12,000 days old on March 18th, 2019. Birthdays are celebrated differently around the world. According to culturalawareness.com, in Denmark, a Danish flag is usually placed outside, signaling that it is someone's birthday. For a birthday party in Brazil, one might pull the earlobes of the guest of honor. Ouch! This is also a tradition in Hungary and is accompanied by a poem or song which translates to, God bless you, live so long so your ears reach your ankles. In Australia and New Zealand, fairy bread is eaten for breakfast. It is a dish made of white bread with butter and sprinkles on top. I want you to envision a Pop-Tart. It looks delish. And in more recent news, a new study looks at germs on birthday cake. Yeah, exactly, germs on a birthday cake. And there's a lot of them. The large amount of germs end up on the cake after someone blows out the candles. According to the Journal of Food and Research, blowing candles increases the amount of bacteria by 1,400%. Wow. However you celebrate your birthday, make it a good one. Some people celebrate it via podcast. With that said, I'm ending with this positive affirmation. May you celebrate the gift of life each day, especially on your birthday. Until next time, bye.